both outside and inside. By the cooperation, we can make progress anywhere and everywhere. Every department is such. We have to take from the environment, help from the environment. And different departments also, a dacoit also gathers his knowledge of dacoity from a higher dacoity. And the good man also gathers from here his education from a higher educated man. So incomparatively, in the theology also, different conception of theology, religious conceptions, and we have to compare. And according to our sincerity, we have to take. This is in a general way. Others, we have to live on our fate, fortune. Bhagavan jeev, fortunate, which comes from the Sukriti. Unknown. Unknown grace gained by the saints and the agents of the Lord. In this way.
Should we cultivate this?
You may call it to be chance. Chance, but to all consciousness there is no chance. A chance to be to the partial realization. But every chance is known to the Almighty, to the Omniscient. To the ignorant, which is outside their jurisdiction, that is called by chance. We can't, that is unintelligible. Which is unintelligible beyond the scope of our intelligence. Divinity, we say it is chance. But to the omniscient, chance is within it. His will, his autocrat, his will, everything contained in him. He is the source of everything, both the chance and both the will. Everything in him, the history, the geography, the mathematics, the science are all congruent. Jnana bala kriya cha, generally classified, the energy and the intellect and the necessity of satisfaction. These three, generally these three things, feeling, thinking, willing, one, absolute. So not much intelligence into the intellectualism, but beginning. Hear about the prospect and begin the work. Only by speculation you cannot earn your bread. You must do duty and earn your bread. Do something and you will earn your bread. Not by speculation or imagination. Of course, education department is also there, but that is also duty, work, labor. Labor and live.
Should one see everyone...
Energy.
Should one see things in his environment higher than himself, in this plane, on this plane?
One?
In devotional life. The acharyas, they write songs. How they feel they're the most fallen, Patita Pavan, or they're...
They feel power, they also do not feel that a higher power holds us. They also think that we are little, very little.
Yes.
In the infinite, everyone thinks that very little. Little position, I want to emulate my condition. The aspiration for the higher always. Everyone thinking that I am meager. I am an atom.
But that's also in relation to the environment. They're feeling outside themselves, everything is higher?
Yes, everything is higher. Everything is higher. Even Haridas Thakur is giving honor to Maya Devi. Paramahamsa. We save everything regardfully, no hate. In connection with Krishna. There's some connection with Krishna. That long thread and giving respect. But at the same time, very careful not to be enticed, but giving respect.
Maharaj?
Yes.
But one cannot, or I cannot act. I cannot act that way, or every time, every in my life, as though everyone is higher, because there are so many dacoits and there are so many low class people. So I must act in a way sometimes that I am better or higher, or my will is more important than they.
Yes, it is possibility that one can trace one's progress. Everyone may feel that he is in progress of life towards his goal, whether in the wrong way or in the right way. He can measure his progress. He has the capacity of measuring his progress, but the way may be wrong or right, according to his position. And sometimes bewildered. Temporarily, so he is bewildered. Can't ascertain what way he is moving. That is also possible. And sometimes also wrong and right, that also he can. Sometimes they cast their shadow in his mind, in the sheet of his mind. Sometimes a dacoit in a moment may think, oh, I am doing wrong, I am going in the opposite direction. It is also possible. Because different stages of memory within us, while traveling through different positions of this world, different stages of knowledge, we are traveling, and they leave some sort of trace within us. And whenever we are conscious of any particular plane of life, we can judge. No, good, bad, progress, retardation, slothfulness, energy, then sometimes sattva-gun means sometimes some sort of true conception, rajogun, too much energy without caring for the good or bad, and tamogun, dullness, idleness, depression, all this. These three things are to be found anywhere and everywhere, even including the beasts and animals and insects, everywhere. Sattva, raja, tama, more or less. But exclusively given to one way, and that is in the good way, that is rarely found. That gradually rejecting good or bad in the calculation and catching the higher, its particular thread, making progress towards one direction, and that is good. It is very difficult. to find such a section. Manushyanam sahasriru yajkaschir yajati siddhai yajatamari siddhanam kaschir maang vetti tattata. Gradually eliminating towards higher truth. Eliminating, very few are going to hold the highest position. Everywhere we find that selected few goes to hold the highest position. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Anyhow, we are in a jungle. Still we have come to human section. If we cast our glance towards the lower creation, then how much I am saved? I had to experience all those stages of life, the tree, the creeper, the insect, the birds, beasts, animals. Now civilized human section I have reached anyhow by the grace of any unknown power I have come so far, and here I can use my conscience. It is possible for me to understand good and bad somewhat. And if I can apply this chance to get good association to better my internal condition, something in my hand, but in other sections, in the lower creation, quite helpless. So good chance, a valuable chance I have got to reveal my position by the help of the associations and the holy things. As much as I have come to understand, so much my responsibility is very keen and valuable in me. If I go back, a ball coming near the goal, if he goes other way, so much disappointment. The ball is everywhere in the field, no disappointment. But while coming nearest to the goal, if it missed the goal, then a particular section are very much disappointed. So we have come to human section, near the goal. If I miss this chance to elevate me towards a higher direction again, to go to the savage and to the animal and the vegetable kingdom, I have to go back. Then how deplorable it should be. And the infinite wave, we are being moved helplessly. How position we have got, what position? Now we are human beings, we have got much in our hand. And only little that we must associate with highly living person and to elevate our position as much as possible, taking this chance, utilizing this chance of human life is very, very valuable. The rishis, spiritual experts, they all deplore about, though you have attained up to this mark, human life, and again you will go back to the animal and the vegetable kingdom. Take the chance. Sannanta Vishye Amritasya Putra, you all son of nectar, and hear me please, what is your prospect, and do it, accept it, liberate yourself, and have your highest object of life. Do it, save you, otherwise you will be lost in eternity. How responsibility you have got in this life of yours, in a valuable position, utilized to the utmost, and to get the greatest achievement possible for every soul. Don't lose the chance. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Be pure and make others pure. Purity means to give up exploiting energy. And the service is holy thing. We can approximately understand that to give to others, that is high happiness. And to snatch from others, that is filthy. And to satisfy others, and to satisfy the Lord of all, how valuable that can be, who is everything to me. My dearest, if anything, love to be loving, to be loved, and who is the really holding the position of the highest love, to connect with him, how valuable life that is. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Nidai go, dive deep, attend. Very earnestly. And deeply. And comprehensively. Go. Wholesale, total war. I used to say when I was a preacher, Gaudiya Mahat has declared total war against all the existing opinions of the world in every aspect. Total war. Total war. Non-cooperation wholesale with this enjoying or exploiting tendency. And the tendency of renunciation, renouncing everything. Why should we renounce? Only the bad? Only to accept the higher environment we have to invite? Renunciation is destructive, equating to zero. Renouncing everything, I shall be alone. And no consciousness of the environment, how? It is death. To invite everything in its proper angle of vision, proper relation that is of service. And that can be heard as light from the origin, from the sun, so origin is Krishna. In his connection everything can be seen in broad daylight, the Lord friends. None enemy, all friends. In that plane we have to live. As everything is friendly to me and nothing is enemy to me. I want to take my soul in that angle of vision. That everyone I shall see friend in connection with that great Lord, the great friend of my heart. Everything is friendly. Suridam sarva bhutanam gattamangsam. As long as you are in the adverse position, still remember that whatever happens at the dictation of one who is my friend, my guardian, my friend, and everything is coming ultimately by his sanction. So you need not bother yourself for many useless apprehension. Go, optimistic, march towards the truth. Whatever you think to be at your present stage, but promise that I must make progress towards the truth, step forward towards the truth. And what sort of conception of the truth you have to consult and be educated by the departmental experts. If you are sincere, you will be all right. Nahi kalyan kuch kasti durgati. He is there, so none can ultimately deceive you if you do not like to deceive yourself. Your free choice is at the root of all undesirability that has captured you. Free choice. Free choice is the highest jewel, and the free choice is the highest enemy. When it chooses bad, it is the enemy. Chooses good, it is the highest friend. Free choice. And without free choice, none can exist as person, as individual. Any, just as a point of sun ray is illuminating, so the point of consciousness is endowed with free choice. Consciousness is free. Consciousness means free choice. Particle of consciousness, particle of free choice. It can grow along with its own community. When within own community it can grow, and when in the camp of enemy it wins. So gather your own community, enter there, and with the help of that march towards the light, towards the love, domain of love. What's the time?
9:45 tomorrow.
Huh?
Not at 3 tomorrow.
Not at 3. I am going to come and yell that.
I heard from someone that when the soul returns to Krishna Loka, the Guru appears and introduces him to Krishna personally. Is that true?
To a certain extent, by the will of Krishna, everything is done. Again, also in different stages, that Guru, his agent, was entrusted with some recruitment. He is recruiting new persons and again introducing him. He is also there. But internally, Krishna knows everything. Who is who, what is what. But still, that sort of lila is also there, introducing. But he knows everything. By omniscience, you know. By the king may know from the intelligent branch something. And again, the officials are bringing something in his notice. But he already known. The thing already known to him by the intelligent branch. Do you follow?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
So there is one function of Krishna, he is omniscient. Knows everything. At the same time, the lila portion, someone is doing something, giving this. It's another function of him. In Mahabharata also we find the Krishna knowing everything, still he is playing the part. An ordinary human being. But when pushed little, he says, oh, yes, I knew this is that. We find him knowingly, he's playing the part of an ordinary person. He does not know. In Mahabharata, everywhere you will find that lila. Underground, everything known to him. But superficially, he's playing the part of an ordinary human being, with little superior intelligence. That's all. Do you understand? Huh?
Acting propensity is in Krishna.
Huh?
The acting propensity is in Krishna.
Acting?
Propensity.
Lila isn't like that. And to know that is Aishwarya, that is not the better function. the Gyan Shunya, to deal with the limited knowledge people, that is sweet to him. That is Lila part. I am one of you. The king playing with his friends as I am one of you. But I am king, that aspect is underground. But when playing, I am one of you. That is sweet.
Question about attachment. Bharat Maharaj, he was attached to a deer, and for this he had to take another birth. And Yudhisthira Maharaj, he was attached to the welfare of one dog.
One pair of? Yudhisthira Maharaj?
Was attached to the welfare of one dog in Mahabharata. His dog was following him.
He was not attached to the dog, but he was carried by his religious consciousness, conscience. Because the dog told that I am your Saranagata. And the law of Saranagata, one who has given Saranagati, refugee, he can't leave him. That is the law. And for that law, no particular attraction for the dog. But it is the direction of the religious books that the Kshatriya generally, if anyone comes to take, to surrender him for any fear, the Kshatriya must give that shelter. If anyone seeks shelter, Kshatriya must give. So Yudhisthira had, the dog told the iron, I surrender to you. And then Yudhisthira gave him shelter. And it is the law of this master and shelter. Shelter, giving and shelter taken, that he must not live in any position. So Yudhisthira told that if I go there, the God is in my shelter and I have given him shelter, so I can't leave him. It is the scriptural rule. Who could dismiss Draupadi and Arjuna, Bhim, everyone, but he did not leave the dog, only for the scriptural injunction. So if you don't take the dog, I can't go. Because he has taken shelter under me and I have already given. And this is the direction, dictation of the scriptures, that one must not leave the one who has, whom he has given shelter. So I can't do under religious law. That was the question. Hare Krishna. Do you follow?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes
means hesitation. Hesitatingly. Or not clear.
He was doing out of duty, not
out of sense. Out of duty, not of attraction. The sense of duty.
One other question about this one Mahabharata I read indicated that
Yudhisthira went to
heavenly worlds instead of Goloka. Is that because of his Nitya Lila, his eternal?
He passed through that because as he played the part of a Kshatriya king and he found Duryodhana and the others also there. Because who observed the rules of the Kshatriya, that is fighting front to front, who dies fighting front to front, open fighting, they will go to a particular stage of heaven. And the Yudhisthira also had to pass through, but that is not the final. That is the apparent, just as so many Udvashi they lived with the gopis, just as Dhara with Yashoda, Drona with Nanda, something like that. That is taken, that is left there in Sarga, and they will go up to Goloka. Yudhishthir Papa will go to Dwaraka Mathura camp of Krishna. That is hidden. Kesavatar. Brahma, the earth complained, goddess of earth complained to Brahma, I am too much overburdened with the sinners. Please do some relief, give some relief. Then Brahma gave two of his hairs, one white, one black, dust in and Krishna Balaram came, Kesavatar. But that was mixed in ordinary Swayam Bhagavan and Baladev. Mahapurusha Yugavatar, only spreading Nam Sankirtan. But Radha Govinda Milijitanu, that once only in the one day of Brahma, 28th Yuga. These things occur. Just as a ghost enter into a human body, lives with him, something like that. Some god also comes and to take charge of a human soul. That one can overpower another in the mental sphere. And one does not overpower, but lives within his shelter. That is also possible. Gaudhari, 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 Nidai, Gaudhari, Gaudhari, Nidai, Gaudhari. The mental message. Message. And what is this? Message. Nidai, Nidai, Nidai. Nidai, Gaudhari, Gaudhari. Nidai, 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 Nidai. Nidai, Gaudhari,
Gaudhari. Wondering, there are 8 shlokas. If you could give explanation of these prayers.
Yes, I can try. Swami Maharaj has already done perhaps.
He has translated.
He himself.
Yes.
Sang that shloka.
Yes.
I heard from radio.
But he has not given very elaborate explanation.
Yes, we shall try to publish a book on that. Just as Premodhama Stotra, we may publish a book on that poem. नाना शास्त्र विचारमी कुनिकुनु सद्धर्म संस्थापको वंदे रूप सनातनु रघुजीवो श्रीजीव गोपालको ब्यूटीफुल श्लोक ऐसी निकाला है ग्रेजुअली वी शैल पब्लिश ऑल दोज इम्पोर्टेंट श्लोक एज वी आर डूइंग हियर the transliteration and the translation and main verse in Nagari type, Sanskrit type.
Yes. I was wondering, since I am in Navadvip, what special service is very important to do while in Navadvip. Yeah.
to acquire the angle of vision. The most important is that everywhere. Only we have to acquire proper angle of vision. New eye, Dibya Drishti. Diksha means Dibya Drishti. Not about prejudiced estimation, But piercing that, to have a real view into the reality of things, that is what is necessary everywhere. Whole sadhana means that, realization. And there we have died to live. To have such a life, we shall have to die as we are at present. The whole mental system should have to be dissolved. Because it is all full of misunderstanding and prejudices. From the selfish standpoint, everything is estimated from selfish standpoint. Either very meager or extended selfishness. Standpoint of a country, of a nation, that means extended selfishness. I do not want a selfishness, but I stand for the cause of my country. And extended a little. In the infinite, what is the meaning, value of that extension? At country? Nothing. Not less than infinite standpoint we are to acquire together. Angle of vision. How to look at things, look at the environment from the universal standpoint. And that is from the standpoint of Krishna interest. Central interest, absolute interest. That is the conception of the absolute as Krishna, autocrat beauty. From that standpoint we have to learn to see everything here, giving up our so-called real, vastavavadi, so-called real estimation of the environment. Mm. So-called real, it has got no value. They say the political are realistic, what is real? All transient, all deceiving. Whatever we are drawing from outside, all deceptive, not stand. For some time and for particular section, all relative truth. And relative also in the misconceived world, not in the absolute standpoint relative. That is another thing. There is also relative from the absolute standpoint according to gradation, hierarchy. But that is another relative. And this is relative in the misconception. Within misconception, the whole self is misconception and part of misconception. As a quality, quantity, difference. Dikkha means Dibhagyan. Dibhagyan and the knowledge from the absolute standpoint. Not knowledge self-centered, or country-centered, or nation-centered, or humanity-centered, or even whole animation-centered. Not less than infinite-centered calculation. We have to know that. What value anything has got for the satisfaction of the Lord, for itself, for Himself. Everything for Himself. How to calculate? How much contribution it has got for the satisfaction of Krishna? We have to know that. We have to inquire and know. That this thing, how much it can supply the satisfaction of Krishna. Krishna interest. We must convert ourselves with as the agent of Krishna interest, looker, searching. Krishna interest, Gauranga interest, giving up our self-interest of different types, of different layers. That is the main thing, diksha. This is what is wanted. Where the ego is here, the Krishna must be allowed to sit on the throne of my heart. And according to that I shall try to look anything and everything. Okay?
We talked to Madhavidas.
What is yours? 200.
I wanted to hear your opinion as to why Krishna allowed the Muslims to do so much damage to this culture under Aurangzeb and...
You do not see any more heinous thing in the world, only damage done by the Muslims.
But there were two Krishna temples.
One is used to be stone. Damage, what is damage? That is to be thought out. Punishment in Krishna's angle of vision, no punishment, as we can imagine when a mother is beating his son. Ordinary looker on will say, how cruel is she? But someone may think that to correct that child, more beating is necessary. Tattenukampang susamikkhamana. None can deceive but one's own self. Bad workman quarrels with his tools. The environment has been armed by us. We are the culprit, not the Muslim plunderer or gunda. Okay?
This is back to Tom.
Not only gunda is responsible in the most extended view, all acquired by us. All the punishment, however acute it may be, harmed by me. That is truth, and once I shall be able to realize that fact, that the day of liberation is nearby. It is said in Bhagavatam. Tattena kampam susamikkhama. Not only that, indifferently, but His grace in the punishment. However severe the punishment may be, when one will be able to see that it is the grace of the Lord, he will be absolved from all bondage. Criterion is there. Do you follow?
Yes.
Such spacious the vision must have to be. No complaint against the environment, but complaints against ego. We have to learn that. The whole responsibility, the acquiring force, the free will, culprit. He is gathering moss. And now has taken in such a mossy tank. That is the angle of vision given by Bhagavatam. You are responsible. You have earned. Your man is the architect of his own fortune, of his own fate.